And we are back. Black and a Half, episode number 195. I am your host, Silas Sennenstein. Samantha's on assignment. Folks, welcome to this edition of Black and a Half. I'm very, very glad to be back. I had all these fun plans for February and they didn't come together, but here we are, episode number 195. And I am excited about today's episode because today's episode is join me. Very funny man, funny streamer, Terrence Parsons. He's me and him started comedy about the same time. Did that each of us. Then we sort of on our own paths. He kind of started streaming a bit. I started doing more films. We still both kind of do comedy here and there. But we're both fellow nerds. Both blurreds. Both we bring the blurred action. He definitely has a bigger focus on video games. And so I thought he would be perfect for this episode 195, where I wanted to talk about some of the greatest video games films, video game based films, where the film was based on a previous video game. This idea came because of the film Uncharted with Tom Holland that just came out, based on the Uncharted series. On available on consoles, probably on PC. I don't know. I played it on PlayStation 4. I was looking at, I really enjoyed the film. You can check out the review on blackandahalf.com. I have a written review there. I'm starting to do more written reviews rather than posting reviews just on the website. So go listen, go read that review on Uncharted. I really enjoyed it. Spoiler right there. But because of that, I started thinking about what other video games turned into good films. There's a lot of bad ones, but there's some good ones out there. There's actually more good films that seem to be the best ones weren't actually based on a game. Like, they're just out there, like Jumanji, right? It's not a real game. Tron was not a real game. So I think, was it? Actually, it was. Okay. But there's a whole lot. There's a whole lot out there that were just made up. Wreck-It Ralph. Wreck-It Ralph was made up in there. So that wouldn't be eligible in this category. So Terrence came on. We talked about those. Talked about what it's like for him becoming a streamer and his history of video games. And I asked him the world famous 7 questions. As you know, I should. When folks come on here for the first time, I got into it about him since we were discussing his history and his background. So, and a big shout out and a thank you to our Patreon listeners. Thank you, especially Tara Widener, Stefan Ward, Keith Nagel, you, Inner Circle members. That's right. They are in the inner circle of the Patreon, our Patreon people or Patreon peeps. And if you too want to become a Patreon supporter, you can go to patreon.com/blackandahalf. And for as little as $1 a month, you can become a member of the League of Extraordinary Listeners. That's right. And other ways you can support the show besides telling other people about it. That's always an option. Go to Apple Podcasts and leave a nice review. I really appreciate it. Yeah. So, and also be sure to check out the sister podcast to this. My real estate podcast, my day job kind of podcast. It's called You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. It's available anywhere you get podcasts, or go to yourbuyingahome.com and listen to that. And if you know someone anywhere who wants to buy a house, send them to that page and I'll help them. I'll guide them step by step. But that's that podcast. And this is this one. So right now I want you to open your hearts and open your ear holes and listen to episode number 195, Terrence Parsons and the greatest video game based films of all time.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.
You're playing Horizon right now?
Yeah, Horizon Forbidden West. It's a
The new one?
Mm-hmm.
I meant to pre-order it earlier this week and I didn't.
Yeah.
And so I am super excited because I wouldn't have had time this weekend to play. That I will say that was my favorite video game a few years ago when the first one that came out, and I was like, nobody was ever talking about it. And I thought this was like the secret. I was like, it must be a bad game, and I just have horrible taste because nobody's ever talking about this game that somebody from a Lyft drive had told me about when it came out.
Right.
And that's the only reason I knew about it. And then I saw it like rated as like one of the top five RPGs of all time. And I'm like, how come nobody knows about this?
It's an amazing story, man. Like the story is so like mind blowing. It takes such a simple, like you're anointed as the person story. And it makes it like, it makes so much sense.
Yeah.
It takes such a simple concept of, oh, you're the chosen one, but it's a really like good idea for the chosen one. Like you're cloned from this like scientist. And then you're sent on this mission to save you're literally born to save the world.
It takes a while to figure out what's really going on.
Yeah, about 80% of the way in, you finally get the story of like Gaia.
I remember like I was playing it and my wife would watch me play and my mom was visiting and I was playing some, and I was like, no, this is like, gosh, I'm really just compelled by this. I don't know why.
It's compelling. The
and
acting
then I
in it,
thought
man.
It was about to end, and it was like, holy crap, there was a ton more story.
It just keeps going.
It felt like a series. Like it felt like a TV series that
it would be a good
something
TV series.
Dropped that you were like this unexpected event happened that changed up the whole, like, you know, like a Game of Thrones where they killed the guy you thought was the main character. And you're like, well, what the hell are you doing now? Oh,
it does. Well, it sets you up like, oh, these are going to be the characters. This is going to be her best friend. This is going to be her quirky bad guy she might fall in love with. And they all get murdered. You're like, oh, shit.
Right.
Well, there goes the cast.
Well, there you go. You know, it's funny. Mentioned that as a series. Like, I hadn't really thought of that. Oh, but here's the thing I do keep thinking of. Like, I'm like playing that first Spider-Man for PS4, right? Mm-hmm.
You're playing it right now?
No. I was playing it, but when I was playing it, I was like, man, this is a good story. Like, why don't they just do this? There's so many times that I'm playing video games that I don't understand why that isn't just the movie.
Like, why don't they
make that the story?
I say that all the time, man. But like, I feel like with video games, as a matter of fact, what are we going to start as a podcast started
the
now?
Podcast
or are we just
has started already.
Yeah, you didn't tell me that.
We go right in.
It we just go record. Right in, Silas.
It said record.
Oh, got you.
Yeah.
Okay, making sure. Sure, because I'm like, we started, right? Because we're going in. I think about this a lot. And I think that video games, because it's its own media, has its kind of own unique way of storytelling aside from television and movies, you know? Because of the interactive element, you know what I'm saying? And when you play a lot of these like story-based games like Horizon or even Spider-Man on PS4, I feel like so much of that interaction plays into the narrative. You know what I mean?
But how many, like, I don't need to do a bunch of the stuff they make you do. Like, I'll tell you this, Horizon was the first time that I realized they had me doing, it was the first game that I was like, you're making me do bullshit. When they called it an errand, go run an errand, and I realized that
I just did one of those.
I literally don't have to do this to finish the game. This is actually an errand you're making me run. Just go
get
some flowers.
Wait a second. I have to actually build you a pan to cook better food? I have to do that to save you the world.
And then I thought the pan was going to, that's going to help me finish the whole story, right? And I'm like, no. Just decide, if you want to. I'm like, well, that's
bullshit. Give you good rewards in that game, though. Like what I forgot about Horizon is like when you like get the when you do all that, you get skill points, and it actually like helps you out, not just experience points. It actually gives you something to use.
Well, it's like, they Mr. Miyagi you, right?
Yeah. Okay. Oh man, they definitely give you incentives, because I've already so far in the game I did every single side quest.
Yeah.
yeah, I'm only like 3 hours in, and every side quest I see, I'm like, ooh, getting that one, skill point.
That's where I was having a hard time, like going like, okay, should I just focus on the story? Is the side quest actually leading me to something, or what should I do?
It does expand the story though. Like, you do see a bigger picture when you do the side quest and all that.
It's like people who read The Hobbit. Right, or read the Lord of the Rings, and you're like, okay, there's a whole bunch of other books like about
it. There's a ton of them.
You should go read. Like, what?
There's a new series coming out on Amazon too. That's based on some of that as well.
I'm looking forward to that.
Bet you are.
Well, I was trying. Well, there was another game that I was playing that I was thinking about. Well, okay, so like I just saw Uncharted.
Right. You told me.
And I remember when I first watched it. Sorry, when I first played the video game, I was like, I feel like I'm just playing a movie. Like, this is because I have no choices on what to do. Mm-hmm. I have to either figure out how to get across this river, or I'm dead. I just can't do anything else until I finished it. And it's funny because watching the movie, I was like, I feel like I'm playing a video game right now, because something lifted directly from the video games onto it, which they're getting knocked for, but I was like, I think that's fine. Plenty of people have not played this video game. I want to see it like live action, and hey, it was a cinema scene anyway, so who cares?
But you know what though? But that's the issue when you make movies in a video game or video games into movies, because like I was thinking about this about Horizon earlier. Like, if I saw a Horizon movie, I already know the story.
Right.
So if they make a live action, how am I going to be wowed again by the shit I already know?
Right. Well, it's true. I'm gonna
be like, oh my God, I didn't know that. Like, it's like, it's not going to be the same because I played the video game.
Right.
Well, all those shock and awe moments happened there.
You can't make anybody happy is the thing, right? Because like Star Wars, people complain that they didn't use.
Oh my God.
Like, they're like, well, we have source material. You have these Thrawn series. You have all these books that were written. Just do those. And as much as like, that sounds great, but there would be no surprise. Like anyone who read it, though, there's plenty of books that did really well when the movies followed the books, but it wouldn't have a shock value that we both demand. We demand that there be shock value, but then get mad that they don't follow. Like, oh, well,
no spoilers. Don't tell me anything. I don't want to know what happens. Book.
It's not like the comic book.
Dude,
like, you didn't want it to be like the comic book.
MCU right now is actually a lot like the comic books with how convoluted it's getting. I've been telling people that MCU is full of problems. Like, you got all these powerful people like Sentry and stuff that can just kill anybody anytime they want. They just choose not to.
Right.
Like, it's full of OP characters. Like, I tell people that all the time. And with the multiverse, I'm like, no, this is very accurate to the comics, believe it or not. Comics are extremely convoluted. Like, every time there's a major issue, there's like two or three super powerful characters that can end it. They just aren't there at the time.
They just don't. They have to give a reason why.
Yeah, they just don't do it.
We were, you know.
They once gave Colossus the power of the Juggernaut. You know how powerful that is? No, the Colossus Juggernaut.
Of the X-Men?
Yeah. Yeah, Juggernaut power. It's a mystical power, and Colossus once was the beholder of it. So a guy that was already powerful had three times the power, and he was just chilling half the time.
Yeah.
Like, he was just in the background. Like, they do all type of stupid stuff. So I'm like, yeah, when people trash the MCU, I'm like, dude, it's not too different in the comics now.
Yeah. I mean, you just have to, and we kind of forced them, like, well, you don't want us to make the same story over and over. You know, even though DC decides, you know what, let's kill Batman's parents again.
Wayne's dad parents, he deserves that trauma one more time in his life. How creative are we going to do this time? Are they going to slip on a banana peel?
I would love to see that.
That did it.
I would love to see a comical version of how his parents died.
Yo, write a skit, bro. That would actually be really funny. Change. Oh, like a sitcom version? Have the voiceover guy. You would not know what happens to Martha and what's his dad's name again? Martha, and I can't remember his dad's name. Damn.
Shouldn't
try to do a bit and I mess it up.
Yeah, you see it so many times and you're like, I'll never forget. And then they're like, what? What was it? No, but
we're getting old, bro.
The Wayne. He was the Waynes. Okay, but on topic here.
Okay,
staying on topic a little bit.
Sorry, folks, we haven't seen each other in a while, so we're just talking.
2020.
Say what?
There are a whole bunch of articles. I think every time a new movie comes out with a video that's based on a video game, somebody writes an article about the
history least, of video game movies.
Yeah, the least ranked from least bad to absolute worst or whatever. So this is going. That's saying it's bad. Okay. Oh, you know which other one I like? I did like the latest Lara Croft Tomb Raider film. I did like that one.
Yeah. You know what? It was fun, like from a B movie perspective with really good effects.
Yeah.
There was no story, but Tomb Raider doesn't have a story.
There was a story. It's just, I mean,
you know what I mean?
It wasn't. I do think, I don't know. I get torn between whether movies should be super, I don't know, convoluted. Or not, like, how much, like, oh, they didn't have to get into the character that much. Like, they didn't have time. Like, what, do you want it to be a three-hour movie?
Okay, look. Let's talk about Tomb Raider. If you remember, that was actually, like, probably the most, one of the most successful video game franchise movies, the ones with Angelina Jolie.
Well, the one with Angelina Jolie was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Remember, it was pretty big. That was, like, also big in her career because she wasn't doing solo movies before that. She was, like, kind of like a side actress, and that was like the first one was good.
I believe it slid down pretty fast after.
Oh, it did. Right? It, people still watch them. You know how it works. You just got to get them in the first one.
Angelina Jolie. You're gonna. And that
was
in her prime
too, man. She was young. She was a hot new actress in Hollywood.
She had two boobs.
That's all you need, right? But the last one though, they really tried to go a route that I personally enjoyed it. I watched the movie, like I walked away like, that was actually fun. I want to see more of these. And it ended in a kind of a cliffhanger, but they decided to cancel it.
I never get why they, like, when they don't make enough money is
Hollywood. Yeah.
Like, you have to do so well.
But you know what you reminded me of, though, is what I like about that Tomb Raider movie was they were trying to be like the newer Tomb Raider games. Like, that was the direction they were going, which made it fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember when you asked me about this the other day to like write down movies, all that kept popping in my head are all the cheesy 90 video game movies. I'm going to name some off. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Double Dragon. Mm-hmm. Mario Bros. Ooh. Mortal Kombat. And it's kind of funny because some of those we look back on and in a cheesy way, they're fun to watch. Like, Street Fighter has some of the best lines you ever heard.
Right.
Like, what's his name that played Gomez that ended up passing away after making the movie when he was M. Bison? He said, "The day I invaded your village and killed everybody was the worst day of your life. For me, it was a Tuesday." And also, Jean-Claude Van Damme having the thickest accent, being the most American guy ever. All right, guys. Like, it's just, it's so bad. It's fun to watch. And Mario Bros. Is full of so much stuff we still make references to. Like, you know, I can't tell me Gucci Man don't look like the Goombas from that.
Oh my God. I don't.
Like, we used to clown people all the time from those characters in that movie. But John Leguizamo as Luigi. So they went from Italian to Hispanic.
I mean, some of those were so, like, the characters weren't really fleshed out very much. Even
they just said video game life. But also back then, they didn't give a dang about, they didn't care anything about the source material. They were just like, we know this name's going to make us money.
Yeah.
And there was such a huge disconnect between the gamers and Hollywood. Like, the gamers were over here, the devs were here, and Hollywood was here.
Yeah.
And Hollywood's like, we have all the money and the rights. We're going to do what we want. We're just going to look at this and just create it and what we think is going to make a good movie. Like, I think at the time, Jurassic Park was big. So I think that's why they made this direction to make, like, the Goombas look like lizards and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, they're going for this, like, animatronic, like, weird look.
It was. Anytime something else is big, they're like, oh, we should, oh, let's.
That's Hollywood.
Similar to that. Let's do that.
Make it exactly like that.
Yeah.
But that was, like, the thing at the time. And when you go back and watch it, it's, like, this kind of entertaining cheese fest now, you know?
Yeah.
The Mortal Kombat movie actually is a cult classic because, even though the acting is cheesy and all that, the characters are really fun. It actually has legit martial arts fight scenes, you know? The guy that played Shang Tsung is like a legend in the gaming community. He makes appearances and all that, you know? So, I mean, there you go. That one actually ended up pretty fun. And then there was just like the Double Dragon movie, which was just like bad. Do you remember that movie?
I remember it coming out. I don't think I ever watched it.
Yo, you got so hyped as a kid when they came out in the red and the blue. Like, you're like, oh, snap, it's Cody and... I can't remember the other brother's name, but I was just like... And Jimmy. Cody and Jimmy was their names, right? It just got you hyped. It was so bad. But, I mean, that was trying to capitalize on... Remember the martial arts movies back then? There was like...
Oh, yeah. There was tons.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I forget the things that we were so, people got so into that ended up just, you know, fizzling, and you rarely see them.
Right.
Okay, this is a different article. This was like about the best video game movies. I forgot some of these movies were made, and I never watched them. And I want to see if you saw them.
Okay, so this is what's sad. I got to tell you about that Ratchet & Clank movie real quick. Yeah. That has so much potential because Ratchet & Clank, especially the very last one that came out on PS5, was really good, and it has this Pixar feel. That movie, I got about 30 minutes through, and I couldn't finish it. It was just, ugh.
Sylvester Stallone voiced appearing in? It was live. Was it live, right?
I think he voiced the guy that plays his hero. I can't remember his name, but I want to say he voiced him.
So I was like, I did not know about this. Silent Hill, I didn't realize there was a movie out about it.
It has terrible ratings, too, on Rotten Tomatoes.
Does it?
I never seen it, but I heard nothing but bad things about that. And Silent Hill is considered one of the best like horror games ever.
Have you played it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. PS1. Okay. It's expensive. It's like a $300 game.
Now, really?
Remember, I'm a collector. I have a lot of rare games. And yeah, Silent Hill, any Silent Hill video game is worth a lot of money.
The first one. But can't I just download it from the store? No?
Sony doesn't do that. Not yet, anyways. There's rumors that they're going to have backwards compatibility download soon. But there's also rights, man.
They have that. I can play old games.
It's the rights issues. A lot of these games companies don't exist no more.
Oh.
The rights, so a lot of these games' rights are all over the board. But that was owned by Konami.
Okay, Wolverine Within.
Werewolves Within?
What did I say?
I've never even heard of this one.
Okay.
This doesn't count.
Okay. So the new Mortal Kombat one that came out last year.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that? Did you enjoy it?
Yes. You know what? You know when you watch something and you like don't love it, but in the back of your mind, you're like, this has potential.
Yeah.
That's how I felt about that movie.
It came out pandemic. Like I was like, I'm not going to go see it. I think it came on HBO as well.
Oh, thank God for HBO Max, man. My girl loves that. Like, yeah. We just be chilling at home watching all the new movies when they come out.
Let me ask you, on your HBO Max, if you're watching a TV, I watch it on the PS4. Every 2 days I have to re-enter.
Come on, Silas, you got to upgrade, man. PS5, bro. Here you go.
Well, I got a PS5 in the other room, but
there you go.
but it makes me, I have to re-enter and reauthorize it like every 2 days. It's one of the most annoying things. I don't understand why.
I don't have to do that on mine. I've only done that once.
I was wondering if I'm doing something that's like, do I have it on too many devices that I watch stuff on?
Yeah, you probably do. Oh. It's a device. As everything else, there's a device limit. But yeah, that new Mortal Kombat movie, I'm glad it got greenlit for a second one. Ooh, the Warcraft movie. Oh, my God.
Did you go to it?
No, but that's another movie I watched halfway of. I'm not the biggest Warcraft fan, but I know enough to understand it. And that's just a letdown. That could have been another Lord of the Rings with, like, the right people involved.
It is the most – it's the all-time most grossing video game movie.
Thank China.
433. Yeah, 433.
Well, because the MMO community is huge worldwide.
Yeah.
Like Final Fantasy 14, which I play, World of Warcraft and all the other MMOs, it's huge in other countries like China, Indonesia, and all that. Mm-hmm. So if it wasn't for that market, it would have bombed.
Wow.
Because it's a huge MMO market.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
I like that movie a lot.
Yeah.
And you know the story behind it?
About fixing it? About how they fixed it? Yeah.
Remember when I was talking about in the 90s, there was like this huge gap. It was like this wide.
Yeah.
The gap's about this big now because that complaint from social media actually made Sonic look like that, you know?
Yeah.
Had it not been for like them listening, and it cost them a lot of money. Like it cost millions of dollars to fix it. So that's like dedication by the studio to do that, you know?
But because of it, if they hadn't done it, it may not have done as well enough to order sequels.
It would have bombed.
Yeah.
And also given Ben Schwartz the voice of Sonic was a good idea too. But I feel like this movie, and I'm sure Detective Pikachu's on this list too, like when you watch those movies, you're kind of seeing this like evolution of using like CGI and like, it's very kind of borrowing ideas from, you know, like Pixar and like the kind of like adult but kid humor, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. But it's a good thing. It makes the movies more enjoyable.
Then Resident Evil. I'm trying to figure out which, because I thought they had.
Just say the
versions.
Whole series. Except the new one.
Six. I never got in because I didn't actually play the video game until a lot later. And then I have the VR version. I can't get through it.
Remember we were talking? Remember you tried to get me to do it?
I can only do 10 minutes of it and I freaked out.
Remember you hit me up and I was like, I'm not doing it.
It's too scary.
Remember Silas, you messaged me.
Absolutely.
You messaged me and I was like, I'm not coming over doing that, bro.
This is the scariest thing I've ever done on the VR is Resident Evil. It's too.
I'm not a pussy, bro. But when you had me do that, I was like, nope. Get someone else to do that. But you know what? These movies, and I actually, when you have time, watch them. Like they're really good in like a B horror kind of way. You know what I mean?
So like they're not something you're never gonna expect it to show up in an award.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
But it's like one of my sisters loves these movies. She doesn't even play video games like that, but she loves the Resident Evil series, the six movies. Now, a lot of people swear by these movies.
Has it changed on why they're zombies in the movies?
It starts off as its own thing with its own cast, and then they kind of borrow the ideas from the video games, you know?
Okay.
And they even add in characters like Wesker and Leon and stuff come along later. I mean, like I said, it's horribly cheesy, but this franchise kind of became its own thing. I'd never seen this movie.
Assassin's Creed?
I wanted to, but you know when you look at something, it just kind of like gets you right there. You're just like, nah.
I also feel like Assassin's Creed is like, I remember buying Assassin's Creed. Like, I'm so excited to play this game and then run around like, is this what I'm going to do? Is this the whole, like,
the whole game?
Like just sneak? I'm going to sneak the whole time?
It's like, that's what, and you know what? It's funny you say that. The stealth genre is kind of dying. Like a lot of people don't like stealth games.
I remember liking the first one a lot that I ever played. I'm trying to remember the name of it. Start with an S.
Stealth game? Splinter Cell?
Splinter Cell. Yeah, that was the first one I ever played.
I only know because I was watching Fresh Prince, the new Bel-Air series, and someone mentioned that. And I was like, damn, I forgot about that game.
It was stealth, but then there will be like some quick little, like there's enough action that kept me motivated that I didn't realize Assassin's Creed was going to be like all the time. Like that's what it was, just sneaking up. And I'm like, I guess I want a little more action right now, but I felt like I should like this game. And, you know, the elements I did, it was beautiful. It's a beautiful game.
That's why the later ones are way more, like the newest one, Valhalla, is way more action.
Oh, yeah.
It's way more action-based. Like, there's like, but you're also a Viking. Vikings don't sneak. Yeah. The new Tomb Raider we talked about.
Yeah, Tomb Raider we talked about. And then Detective Pikachu. Best.
Well, I mean, that was also good. Dude, there was really good actors in that, too. Like, I like Justice Smith, the guy, the main character. Obviously, Ryan Reynolds. I can't remember that girl's name, but she's like a rising star in Hollywood. Everything she's in, she kills.
I can't see her name in this.
You know what I'm talking about? Remember she was in Happy Death Day, or she was in that movie with Vince Vaughn recently?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's a really good young actress.
And then the other one, the other article.
And that's going to be there's going to be a Pokemon verse. You know that?
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
A Pokeverse?
I mean, why not? It's the highest grossing IP to ever exist. Why would they not do that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess, man, I was a game tester for that. Ooh, that was rough.
You were a game tester? Oh, yeah, we are in Washington.
For like 6 months, and I had to game test Pokemon or
Detective Pikachu on the DS.
Stadium. And I was not a fan of it, and I was like, I do not.
You talking about the GameCube?
Huh?
I have that game.
No, it was for the N64.
Oh, okay. The first call. Oh, I have Coliseum. You're right. Stadium. Oh my
Rampage.
God.
Rampage. How about Rampage?
I haven't seen it. And that's like,
I mean,
I don't understand. You know something about Rampage?
Nothing like the movie, like the game. Like,
all you do, you just play as three animals and you beat shit up.
I know.
You beat up buildings.
And so, of course, the game has nothing to do with that.
And it's a fun game still. I have Rampage on N64. That shit's still fun.
This is where I try to understand why, like, it makes financial sense for them to pay for licensing to use a game for the story, just for that title, when the story really has nothing to do with that game. I don't understand that.
I'm going to tell you what happened. They just take the rock, they put a blindfold on, and they just throw it ideas. They throw, like, a bag of rocks at an idea, and they're like, that's a good idea. He'll make that work. Oh my God, The Prince of Persia with Jake Gyllenhaal. That was another movie I'm just like, yuck.
Ooh, that was
very whitewashed.
Yeah, and I think that started hitting, like, it came out right when people were starting to get really, really mad about whitewashing. And then you're like, oh, we already shot this like 2 years ago. It's coming out. Resident Evil.
Dead or Alive. I was just thinking about that one,
oh
too.
Oh, my God. I did not know they made a game.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Is this
the
volleyball game?
No, it's the fight. Dead or Alive is a fighting game, bro. The volleyball game was a spinoff.
I was wondering about that. I was like,
I'm going to tell you what's funny. There's even cheesier ones. There's the Tekken movie where Jin is white, even though his main character is Japanese in the regular one. And there's this really hardcore fighting game called King of Fighters. They made a movie of that, too. And those are bad.
I will point out, I'm looking at a Rotten Tomatoes list right now. We're going to a Rotten Tomatoes list. These are critics, not fans voting. Oh, that's a curiosity. Okay, so
39% for Uncharted. That seems unfair.
Oh, I like critics are snobs. Okay, wait, but let's look at what the Uncharted 89% audience. 89% audience.
Bro.
Yeah.
That's almost like Suicide Squad. That had one of the biggest deficits too, where the audience liked it and the critics, like, I feel like those snobs just get together and they get in their little, like, you know, their little group and they're like, we're going to hate this.
So I'm a movie critic right now, and I'm sitting there and I'm like trying, we're making fun of each other because all these people like this movie called Drive My Car. It's a 3-hour Japanese film about some folks making a production of Chekhov's, one of his plays, and all critics are loving it. And I was like, that was so boring, man. I'm so bored. And people not liking movies, like, I tend to like what the audience is like more often. I think I do have some that I side with critics more, but I swear critics do not, they love a film if it's hard to understand.
Right.
I was reading somebody's review of Kimmy. Kimmy. It's a new HBO Max film, which I did not like, and all the critics are loving it. And they're this write up about it brought in all these metaphors and things that they're doing in it that I'm like, bullshit. I make movies. That was not intentional. Oh my God, what are you talking about? I just don't understand. They try to find all this nuance in films that I don't think exist. I think they just, you're reading into it.
Yeah, they always try to add things and make you be like, but if you're really paying attention, only the people that have this kind of like intelligence get how good it really is. And I'm just like, shut up, bro.
Silent Hill had 32, got 63.
Dude, don't you
kind of
want to watch this now, though? Like, don't you kind of want to watch that movie?
I will now. I'm a little.
I want to watch it. Welcome to Raccoon City. That's the one. I'm going to watch that no matter fucking what.
Resident Evil. Wait, this came out last year.
That came out last year. Yeah, in theaters. Wow, I was waiting for it to stream.
Oh, probably because I get it because of COVID. Oh wow, man, so many of these are Resident Evil films. So Warcraft had scored a 28 and 76% of audiences liked it. Wow.
Most people hated that movie, man. It's hard to get through.
76 is pretty
good. CGI is good, though.
I mean, I guess it's China.
No, trust me. It was China voted. The Mario Bros. There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Was that the only one? Yeah.
Well, they're coming out with a new one with Chris Pratt because, you know, Chris Pratt's in everything.
Yeah. He's surviving. Wow. Audiences and critics agreed on this. 28 and 29%.
It's kind of, I enjoy it because it's cheesy.
Yeah.
It is. The Cradle of Life. That one was bad.
Was that the first one? That was like
the Cradle of Life is the third one, I think. One.
Okay. Yeah. Need for Speed, which is, that's just ripping a title, right? That's not.
Oh, yeah. The Ratchet and Clank one was bad. Pokemon,
okay. The original Lara Croft Tomb Raider. Got a 20% from critics and 47% from audience. I'm surprised.
I'm pretty sure the money says otherwise on that, though.
Yeah. You know, that is the thing. Any film that you have to look at that came out before Rotten Tomatoes came out, it takes a lot of people have to go back and vote on these films, right? Mm-hmm. And most people don't. Once it's already passed, it's like,
right.
Okay.
The Doom movie?
Did you see the new Doom? Or is this the new Doom?
That's the only 2005? Doom movie so far. There's a rumored one.
One came out on Netflix that was supposed to be.
I miss a lot of Netflix movies. They're boring.
The Rock was in it, and I didn't see it. That's
early,
weird.
One of his first movies, man.
Usually
one
I
of his first
see
movies.
It. 18%.
The Hitman was dope. I don't give a damn what nobody said. I enjoyed that movie. It was just fun to watch.
16% some really good from critics. The action 57 was good. 57 from audience. Who's in it? Who's in this?
No. I'm going to tell you what made me mad.
Timothy Oliphant. Timothy Oliphant's in it.
So the girl, I think it's Olga, whatever her last name is, she should have been Black Widow. I love because she's Russian. She has the accent. She has the look. Like, everybody was like, they should have cast it. If you've seen her in that movie, you're like, she would have been a way better Black Widow.
Okay.
I understand the choice for like star power reasons, you know?
But is she old
to go with Scarlett Johansson? But yeah.
Max Payne. Of course, Street Fighter movie I was talking about.
Oh, yeah. With Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, and Mark Wahlberg.
Freaking Ludacris is in it.
Mila Kunis. Yeah. 2008.
Yep. And Ludacris is in it too. It's so stupid. Back when Hollywood was actually letting Ludacris get acting roles outside of Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious. Okay, Street Fighter had 12% from critics that have gone back to look at, 20% from audience. But oh my God, looking at the pictures, like the video, you're like, oh yeah, it looks cheesy. And
it's entertaining, man. You go back and watch it. It's so bad.
There's some films that I look at and I can't believe like how many people had to say yes to the film. Right. And then even to like, oh, and we're going to release this big, yo. I think it's going to hit.
That was actually a big deal, too. You know what's funny about that movie? What's really funny about that movie, bro, is they made it a video game. So let's go down the Inception chain. It's Street Fighter, the movie, the video game, which is based off a video game. And they made two of them. So they made a movie version of the video game that it was already based off of.
Wait, what?
Remember, you know how Mortal Kombat had like that animation style where it was like real people?
Yeah.
And they use like that's what they did for that. But this is also its own video game. There's two of them. There's Street Fighter, the movie, the video game.
Wait, there's a Street Fighter. Oh, okay. So there's a video game called Street Fighter, the movie. That's funny.
who greenlit that? like there's two of them. They made two of them. Capcom decided to go in on that.
Wing Commander. I don't know.
That's a freaking computer game. No one even played Wing Commander unless you had money in the 90s.
Yeah, that's true. Postal. I remember hearing about that, but I'm not like, I don't think it warranted a film.
Yeah.
Wait, wasn't there one that just came out that took place in the ocean? Or was that not Pacific?
Oh, you're talking about Battleship.
Yeah.
That had freaking Rihanna in it. I mean, that's a board game technically, so.
Oh, yeah. I guess so. I was like, how come that's not making board games? How do those not make the list?
Freaking Blood Rain. I think Blood Rain could be a good movie with the right people. You're a vampire chick killing Nazis. I mean, that's a pretty cool premise.
How do you screw it up? Like, how do you not make that appealing to everybody? Like, isn't that more disappointing?
I agree with you on that. It's like, it's such a cool concept. And you don't need a lot, really. You just need good set pieces and good action. You know what I mean?
And then when you see something's rated like 4% by critics, you're like, look, I could have done better, right? How the hell did Uwe Boll
sometimes get... I say that all the time. I'm like, I could have... I'm not even a creative like that. I could have easily made that better.
Someone I've heard of these. A Dungeon Siege.
House of the Dead. That's the game you play in the arcade and waste all your quarters on.
Yeah.
What makes that movie so...
Oh, Uwe Boll did that one, too. So he failed on House of the Dead, and so they're like, oh, you should make Blood Rain.
Like, yo, after your masterpiece of House of the Dead. Dude, what's so funny about that is how they're just average high school kids, and they have the ability to do martial arts and know how to use guns. They just stumble upon this house full of zombies. Oh, yeah, the Chun-Li.
Never heard Alone in the Dark. Wait, The Legend of Chun-Li? Street Fighter?
Yeah, everybody was hyped about that when it first, like, the first few previews, and then it was just terrible.
Oh, then Alone in the Dark, a 2005 film, also by this Uwe Boll. How does that happen? How does the same Uwe Boll director guy get the all these he's shitty like the video game? I want to know who this guy is then.
Bro, he's the freaking highest rated, 40%. My man is putting out movies at a record pace with the lowest ratings.
What's he done? Okay.
F you all, the Uwe Boll story? What?
Rampage President Down. What? House of Evil producer, F you all, the Uwe Boll story. Oh, wow. It's a self-done film. I'm going to have to look that up.
Is he saying that Zombie to the critics for giving them low ratings?
Age of the Dead, Forbidden Empire, Seed 2, Rampage, Capital Punishment. I don't know what. Never heard of a bunch of these.
I haven't heard any of those, bro. Auschwitz, that doesn't sound fun.
Wow, director, producer. So, man, maybe. Maybe it's not as hard to get rights as we thought it was.
Far Cry? They made a Far Cry movie?
Is that really?
What?
Might just be a similar title, right?
I don't know.
2008. Two reporters investigate the deaths of mercenaries on an island in Pacific Northwest.
That's here, where we're at.
Right, but does that sound like the...
That's not the original story of Far Cry, no. Okay. But I would just like, but that's the name.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the name is copyrighted.
Doesn't that font even look like it?
It looks like the Far Cry video game, but it doesn't say based off the video game.
I want to know how this guy is getting the rights to all of these video. How can we do this?
Oh, we would murder, bro.
Like, give me the rights to something.
Man.
I'll make the HBO series for the one we were talking about at the beginning.
For what?
The series, the one you're playing right now.
Oh, Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, I'll do HBO.
That
I'll
actually would be the that has potential for that. Hell yeah, that'd be amazing.
I've been saying I've been saying for years, I always thought like Harry Potter, instead of being a film for a book, I think each book should have been a season.
Mm-hmm.
Like put that shit on HBO, something like, without the nudity, they're kids. We don't need that. But
right.
You can have some scenes with Dumbledore and teachers.
I'm kind of in that same mode, man. I think most video games, I'd say like if a game is like 80 hours long, it should be a series, not a TV, not a movie.
Yeah.
But like for games like Resident Evil, you would think those would be perfect movies.
Yeah.
Like if we played Resident Evil Village, that would make a good movie.
Like
that.
It must be a lot harder to make zombie movies than I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't seem to do well anymore in general.
Yeah, you think it's past like that trend has like came and went.
Like series, I mean they still make series. Still,
yeah, there's like 10 Walking Dead still, right? AMC is milking that cash cow. Final season, everything it got.
Final season of Walking Dead.
But then there's like two spinoffs though.
Yeah, World Beyond, which World I've only Beyond seen part
Walking
of a
Dead,
few.
Fear of the Walking
it was like
Dead.
The kids. It was like the Riverdale version of Walking Dead. It felt like
Ernest and the Walking Dead.
Yeah, Ernest has not explored enough properties.
Uh-uh. Man. That's too funny.
So, you're a streamer, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what they call it? Just streaming.
Game streaming, correct?
Game streaming.
That's why I have this nice setup.
Nice setup.
Yeah.
What got you to start doing? Was it watching other people being a streamer?
I mean, I've always been a passionate video game player, like my entire life. It's just like for me, obviously, it was just finances. And the only thing I regret was I regret not getting on it sooner, because like I probably had the means when I was younger to do it. I just didn't know how to do it. Like back then we didn't know how to, we didn't know how to be like, how do you get like the video game on the screen and the camera there? Like it makes no sense, Obviously now we know about capture cards, which is how you capture the footage through the computer and OBS and all that. And that's, that's all known now, but oh yeah, man. I'm just a passionate gamer, man. I love playing video games. And I love talking, as you know. So. Yeah.
Is video games the one thing that you are you into that more than film or TV or anything?
Yeah, I think games is like probably, if you even come to my apartment, it's everywhere. Like gaming is like the thing I've come to find out I'm most passionate about, because, and it's funny too, when you go on your journeys in life, like in my early 20s, I didn't game at all. I like kind of quit for years. And then I just caught really bad depression when I got laid off my job. And then I don't know, I got back into video games real heavy and I just haven't left, man. I just realized that, and I don't game a lot. I just love video games, the culture, the genre. I love talking about it, the history, that's why I know so much about the creators, the devs, the movies, what went into them. Just something I'm passionate about, man.
I think that is where, where things click on different people. Like when you know that that is your thing, when mm-hmm. you care about the studio that made it, like when you start looking at the minutia about the game or about the thing. For me, it's, you know, whether it's movies or TV, like I just nerd out about them. Like, I don't realize how much I know that other people don't.
Oh yeah,
until you're talking to somebody.
Well, you get caught in these kind of like these echo chambers where like you just have friends that know all this stuff. So like when you say like, oh yeah, are you gonna play that Elden Ring coming out? And that game's getting heavily promoted because George R. R. Martin wrote the story for it and the lore. But all the other people just know it's a From Software game, so it's going to be like Dark Souls, and that's all they need to know.
Uh-huh.
From Software's new video game, I'm there. And like the average person has no idea what that means.
Don't you think people, in that case, what you're just talking about, Elder Scrolls, they should know, nobody should
Elden
be
Ring.
Allowing, Elden, sorry, Elden Ring.
Yeah, you're good.
They should not be allowing, he should not be allowed to write anything right now. Until he finishes.
He does what he wants, man.
Until he finishes his damn Game of Thrones. You're not.
I have a theory.
You're not allowed to write anything.
No, I have
else.
A theory.
Yeah?
I have a theory. You know what my theory is?
What?
This is what he's going to do. He already wrote his footnotes. Everyone knows his footnotes exist. That he already wrote the footnotes to how it ends, right?
Yeah.
That already exists. He's going to just wait until he dies. No, listen. Hear me out.
Okay.
When he saw the reaction to how badly people hated the end, uh-huh. which I always said the end makes sense. I get you don't want it to end that way, but it makes a lot of sense. Yeah. They could have told the narrative a lot better. I 100% agree. But the end, where every character ends up, makes a lot of sense, regardless of how people want to feel about it, yeah. in my opinion.
Yeah.
And looking at how people reacted and how violently they reacted and how angry they got, he was like, yo, y'all are fucking crazy. If I die, you're going to be like, if George was still alive, he would have wrote it better, because he's smart like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
He knows that. He's like, I'm never finishing this. I'm going to do whatever the hell I want, but I am not working on these books. And when I die, I'm going to give it to somebody else to finish it, just so you can bash him for him messing it up.
Yeah.
He's thinking about his legacy.
That's funny. I like to, that's a good,
well, it's like, look at all the books that get written, like Mario Puzo's last book, the guy that wrote Godfather. A lot of people hated his last book, but he died halfway through.
Yeah.
So it had to get finished by somebody else, Sicilian. You know what I mean? So, and it's just a good way to go out, because then people could be like, oh yeah, if he was still alive, he would have finished it better.
Oh, it would have been so much better.
Like, it would have been so much better if George R. R. Martin, like, everyone knew George R. R. left for the last two seasons. So it just gave people free range to like sniper rifle it.
Right.
Pick it apart. Every little thing I don't like. This is stupid. That was stupid. And everything that was good. You know, I bet that was George R. leaving them a hint for that.
You know, well, what's funny in that case is like people also didn't realize these characters are aging, or the actors are.
Mm-hmm.
These actors are under contracts.
Yes.
They can't keep these actors locked into this show much longer.
Mm-mm.
So they kind of had to wrap it up.
Yeah, they had to get it going.
They couldn't, even if George had written the next 4 or 5 seasons worth, they're not going to stick around. Mm-mm. These actors would have been too costly.
Or it's a very demanding show, too.
Yeah.
It's a very demanding show from all angles.
Yeah, so they wouldn't have a reason to stick around. I mean, look, what's her name of the dragon girl?
Who had Khaleesi?
Amelia Clark? Had no problem being naked in season one. Then she's famous. Oh, I'm not going to be naked. No. The actors get too much control. They can't make him do stuff that's in the book anymore. Man. Like, oh.
No, but I understand that. But it's like, if you're going to take a stand from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, I understand that part. And it's like, people are like, they're doing what they had to do. It's kind of like what they say with black actors. You take all the roles to be the gangsta.
Yeah.
And you say, you know, to be like the stereotypical bad guy. And then when you make it, you don't have to do that no more. But you could just be like somebody like, what's his name? Denzel Washington. Just say no from the beginning.
Yeah.
Because Denzel turned down a ton of those roles. If you like read his history.
Yeah.
I watched an interview where someone asked him about that. And he turned them all down every time. He's like, I'm not being another nigga robbing somebody. You know, like.
Right.
He made it clear. You know?
Okay. Hey, Terrence. The first time I have somebody on a show, I always like to ask them. We have 7 questions that we like to ask them.
Shoot, my guy.
It's the Black and a Half world famous 7 questions. Hey,
I
know the answer to the first one, but it's got to be official here. What are you most nerdy about?
Gaming, video games.
Yeah.
Easily.
What's something that you love to eat?
Pickles.
Pickles.
Huh. I just randomly came to my mind. It's because I work at Costco now, and like they got these really bomb pickles where they put like garlic and shit in there. It's like on my mind all the time. I could like eat those all the, but it like messes you up if you eat too many pickles.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
What's something that you love to drink?
Energy drinks, which is an addiction. I gotta quit. I'm drinking one right now. At least I go sugar free.
Yeah, because you need energy, Terrence. That's one thing. Yeah, funny. About you. You're too slow.
I know, man. I gotta
too laid back. What kind of music do you love?
Oh, hip hop all the way. Got something else I'm passionate about too. Is like I know a lot about rap music, the history of it, and everything. It's like when I get into things, I have to know about it. I just can't. I can't be surface level. Like so many people I know are just so surface level. Their minds are here, and I get it. But for me, it's like I got to dig through the layers. You feel me?
Yeah.
Well, you're. I got to know everything about it. That's just how my mind works. And. It makes comedy harder, but hey, it's just you like to know shit.
I was on a business Zoom meeting with some people, and the business, one of the loan officers on there commented he was impressed with how much my presentation I knew about loans and how to work. He said most real estate agents don't know that much. And my friend who's a financial advisor and nerd said, that's the beauty about nerds. We don't like to not have the answer to something.
That's true.
So when we get asked something we don't know, we'll spend all this time to find out the answers. So next time I got it. And even if it's not that thing that we're that into, like we just don't like to not know shit. So
yeah, that's why my girlfriend's trying to like mule me into real estate because she sees that about me, that everything I know, it's like, I have to know. And it's surprising. I'm just going to say this about real estate, how little motherfuckers know that are in it.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's people that get their license, they become agents and they're dumb as hell. Like, how did you pass your real estate license? And like, I see them and I'm like, they don't be knowing shit. So yeah.
Well, I'll say the funny thing about real estate license is the stuff that they have you study is nothing that you actually use.
I figured that. It.
So you don't actually, it's not until you get your first continuing education class, you start learning about stuff you actually need to do.
Yeah. But, 100%. Yeah.
Okay. Then, what do you love to create?
I love to create, like, I don't know. I love to create environments where people can have good conversations. I love to create narratives, you know, but like not like political narratives as much as like just like narratives to where like I can be in a situation where we could talk about things, you know?
Yeah.
Just like with people having fun. I don't know. I'm a very creative person naturally. The problem is just as a creative person, you don't know where to put it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't know where to put it. My mind is everywhere, which is why, like, right now in my life, I am a comedian, but I'm not doing stand up. I want to do content creation. It's just, where do I put this energy at? That's kind of where I struggle.
Yeah.
You know?
What's a game you love to play?
Like, genre or just like game
itself? I don't know. That's the question. What's a game? When I say like a game that you love to play, maybe repeatedly, is it a video game? Is it a board game?
Well, I play a lot of fighting games because I was really heavy in that community. I have so many freaking video games, man. I go through phases of playing certain games all the time. But
is there anything that
probably you know what? I think Mario, just any Mario game.
Yeah.
Something about Mario games just cathartic. You just get in there, you platform around, whether it's 2D or 3D. There's really no story aside from the RPG ones.
Yeah.
And you just have fun. You can just have fun playing the game for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Like you don't even need to play it that long to enjoy the game.
You don't have as much to memorize and try to remember what happened the last time I was doing this.
It's all skill-based too. It's like in the muscle memory is so rewarding. Like when you go back and play a Mario game, like I could play Super Mario World blindfolded.
Yeah.
I played that so many times since I was like 8. And I play it now. To this day, I could just fly through the game easily. It's so easy for me.
Okay, last question.
All right.
In 100 years, mm-hmm. when someone reads your biography, what do you want to be remembered for?
Ooh. you're asking me, what's that one show that used to come on where the dude, he just died recently, where they ask the
Actor Studio.
In Actor Studio.
Actor Studio.
It's my Actor Studio spinoff.
Yeah.
He was a cool dude that influenced people to be nicer.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, I try, man. People have their opinions of me, but I really, you know, try my best to not be a douche.
Terrence, I've known, oh my God, I don't know how long we've known each other. 12 long time, years? Man. Mm-hmm. 12?
10 years. About 10 years. Probably. 10, 11 years, yeah.
You've definitely evolved over that. I mean, you were kind of a kid when I met you, right?
I was annoying. Like, I'm still annoying, but like, I think when I first started out and being in comedy and stuff, like, I was too abrasive. And it's like, I've learned to chill out on that. You know what I mean? I learned to chill out on that. And I also learned that everyone wants to be your friend. And it's like, that's one of the hardest things in the world for me. That took me a long time. But it's like, just some people aren't going to like you and you just got to be okay with that. Not in a bad way. Just your personality is not going to mesh with everybody. And some people are looking to not like you and you just got to accept that in the world.
Well, you don't start, you used to start off with an argument, right? Mm-hmm. Like you used to start like,
I was very argumentative, bro. I was ready for debate.
Start this as an argument.
Yeah.
And now you tend to share what you're thinking about. And, you know, in not a confrontational way.
Mm-mm. It's because of where I came from, man. I lived in Tacoma, bro. I lived in the hood. Everyone I grew up with was confrontational. Like, I didn't realize how I was until I got into comedy because I was around so much ghetto hood stuff. Huh. Like, I had no idea I really even came from that world. It was just my normality. Like,
yeah.
I was going to these ghetto areas, these parties. And when I got into stand-up comedy, also when I got in the gaming world, too, I just kind of, like, looked around. I'm like, these guys were, like, way different than how I grew up, most of them. Like, yeah. Where I come from, if you talk to someone a certain way, you're fighting.
Huh.
Like, you just can't yell at people or come at people. You're going to get in a fight.
Yeah.
And just the stuff I experienced and I don't know, man. I just realized I had to get that out of me. It's still a part of me, but it's like I had to, like, change my mentality, you know?
Yeah.
I was around a very, like, abrasive, you know, aggressive people for a long time.
Well, it's nice. I like the Terrence you've become. I certainly do.
Appreciate
it. Glad to have you as a friend. So that's it. Hey, that's the show.
Appreciate it.
Terrence Parsons, thanks for having him on. If you're, do you have a Twitch handle?
I'm on Facebook Gaming. Facebook.com/Terrence, TERRANCE 253. I chose Facebook Gaming because Twitch is overcrowded. Facebook had a newer user base where it was easier to find people and they could find my profile. If you're a new streamer, if you don't have a following, I would strongly recommend going there because at least Facebook has a place to meet people to watch you game. And they also have the same system too. Not saying to stay there, but it's a good place to start.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
Black and a half.
Black and a half, baby. Join us. Impressive. Join us. Impressive. Live long and prosper.